Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, super friends. This is Master Legend. I know it's been a while since you heard from me, but I'm going to try to bring my show back again. I'd like to thank all the great super friends out there that helped me out. And I will tell you the story of what happened to me with my van and the way that evil has tried to come against me once again. Betrayers and the liars, fake friends, people, they've done me wrong, you know the story. All my true super friends out there know how people can be. Those that aren't really truly super friends in the world. No, they're only friends of themselves. Only conceited and thinking about themselves and with jealousy to us super friends, those of us that will stick together and help one another out in tough times and not betray each other. Master Legend has never betrayed anyone that I can even think of. Some may try to say I did, but no, I didn't. If I told the truth, how could that be betraying anyone when they were lying about me? But some would try to twist the words around a bit and have you believe such things. So what I'm going to do now is tell you a little bit of the truth, and I'll tell you the whole story, actually, of what happened to me on the night my van got ruined. I came home from a long day of working, and I was pretty tired. I took myself a shower, but I still never got around to eating any dinner, and it was a hot day out in the heat and all, and hate to admit it to you, friends, but Master Legend's got bone spurs, and I have a thing called deranged knees. Now, I don't let it get in my way, but through the many years of battles and facing, you know, big enemies and stuff like that, I've taken a lot of injuries. So I have a lot of injuries, though with all my injuries, I look around and see people all lame and being so lazy that even with all my injuries, I'm still 10 times faster than they are, and they don't even have anything wrong with them at all. I see people riding in these hover-rounds just because they want to be lazy and get in everybody's way, and there's nothing wrong with them. But anyway, here we go. I'll tell you what happened. My friend Brimstone, who actually betrayed me and all, he let me down big time. I was on my way to go help him out. He called me up before I could even eat dinner and all that, and I said, all right, you know how I am. I go run out to go help a friend. So I go running on out to go help him out, and I wasn't rushing or anything. I went out from the secret hideout, stopped at the stop sign, and I looked to the right, and I looked to the left and all that, and I seen I had a clearing to go ahead and get across. When all of a sudden, out from this, it's like not very far of a distance to the gas station, this car come busting out, squealing tires and all, and then comes going towards me, blowing its horn. So I'm trying to make it across, but the old justice van, you know, it's not that fast. You know, it's good at helping out, and it was good anyway. But this guy, he's blowing the horn at me and doesn't even try to stop, and plows into me and flips my van over. I'm flipped over in justice van that holds over 1,000 pounds of tools. It's a 40-mile-per-hour lane, and I get flipped over, and I had to get my way out of there. After I got flipped over, I was worried the thing could blow up. You know, what am I going to do? Sit inside of there? Well, it just so happens my driver's side door is on the van is on its side, so there I am. You know, my door is on the ground. The rooftop caved in. I crawl my way out, and it wasn't easy to get out from the top there. It was because the passenger door was on the top then. I get my way out, and the next thing I know, the guy's ready to fight me, believe it or not. And then this other guy is there that I don't – one of his friends who's in another car, they want to fight me. And so, you know, I had just taken a pretty bad hit, to tell you the truth. And, well, it wasn't long. I was trying to just get myself away from them guys because I just, you know, I don't need a fight after all that took place. So then the cops come, and what do? Blame me for everything because I'm the long-haired guy. They blame me. So I've tried to explain that. Well, look at here. It's a 40-mile-per-hour zone, and my van, this heavy work van with thousands of pounds of tools in it, flipped over. Now, who do you think is in the wrong? I didn't hit them. They hit me. Well, cops didn't want to see it that way. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because they know I'm Master Legend. It's in the records, you know. I didn't try to hide things from the police because, as you know, I have a certificate of commendation from the police, Orange County Sheriff's Department, for helping out, saving people's lives. But there's a lot of resentment and jealousy because of that, Super Friends. They don't like that when some guy like me, costume man, goes and does more than they could do, and I don't get a paycheck for it either. Next thing you know, they're asking me to do all these walk-around tests. And, you know, they one foot in front of the other and pivot on the left foot and come back and do this or that. Now, I just finished taking a very severe hit in the van, and I told the guy, I said, you know, I'm a little bit dizzy here. I hit my head and my shoulder, and he goes, that don't matter. And so the paramedics come, the cop says, are you okay? And I said, well, you know, like I told you, I hit my head and my shoulder. I don't know if I'm okay or not. And then they go, he's okay, and sends the paramedics away, not letting me even get to any hospital treatment, even though I was flipped in that van. If anybody knows anything good, you know, even if a person thinks they're okay, I think they should get sent to the hospital just to be checked out, because you don't know for sure in a situation like that. Kind of a state of shock that it even happened. I'm still thinking it was a dream. Well, anyway, they start making me do these tests where, and I'm wearing these hard-heeled boots at the time, and I got, you know, I worked all day. It was a hard day, so my knees were hurting, and my ankles with the heel spurs. I got bone spurs, and I got a thing called what's known as deranged knees. So I'm trying to do their test, and I told the guy, I said, why don't you just bring out the breath test, and that'll show you that I haven't been drinking and that I'm not drunk. But then they wanted to print something on me. So they tried to, and believe me, they told complete lies and all that. I did all their tests perfectly under the circumstances. I did them perfectly. I didn't stumble. I didn't fall. I did everything. I didn't slur my words, and I didn't have any bloodshot eyes either. But they hauled me to the jailhouse anyway, where they went and they brought me over and they break me blowing this machine, this breath machine. And then when they seen that no alcohol was registering, they've gone, blow harder, blow harder. I said, I'm sorry, you can't squeeze alcohol out of a turnip. And then they wanted me to do this. Now, it was just this one guy, the young cop that brought me in, and then there was this young girl that was getting me to do the test and breathe into the machine. And I did the machine, and they were disappointed. Well, at least the cop was that brought me there. And then so then he says, well, I want you to do a piss test. And I'm like, well, you know, why do I need to do that? I've showed you that I don't have anything. Well, anyway, they put me in jail, and they're trying to pin these charges on me that aren't true, because I refused that pee test. I was not going to do it in front of that young girl. So you know the story now, and they've been putting me through the court system, and all because I would not pee in front of that young girl. And okay, I've got 60 seconds left, it says on my Blog Talk Radio here. So there you go, Super Friends out there. Be careful, because if they want to try to cause you troubles, they'll cause you many of them. And they've been postponing the court dates, making me lose work. My friend Brimstone, he wouldn't bail me out of jail, so I had to get on a pretrial release, and I had to report to this lady once a month. And that makes me lose work there, too. And so there you go. It's a vicious cycle, Super Friends. But I want to thank all of you that have stood by my side, because I plan to pay everybody back. That, I mean, even $5 to $200, $250 that people helped me out with. You know, there's a lot of Super Friends out there. But I appreciate the help that came my way, because I've got it saved, and I will pay you back. Thanks again, great Super Friends. Master Legend signing off.